the one against Joe Burrow. Put some respect on his name.
Cincinnati.
Put some respect on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
I think Cincinnati's a great example of a team that just doesn't look right. And from afar, not watching every moment, it's like, I don't really kind of want to hear from Cincinnati people. Like, now there's like a month plus of evidence. Could they turn it around? Sure, hypothetically they could. But they don't look right. I look at the Niners, and it's about a month or so worth of evidence, and we're like, yeah, they don't look right. I'm not saying that the season's over, and I'm not saying that they can't adjust and be a different kind of a team. But for me to think that they're going to be the juggernaut they were last year, that's out the window.
Well, not
for
only
me
that,
to think that, like, hey, getting a first round bye and the number one seed, they're four games behind the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about number one seed.
Like,
I'm not.
Right nobody. Now, they need to just get back to 500.
Not only that. My boy Zucci, man, he reminded me Comcast Business Text Line. Lindy Waters III hit the game winner in Hawaii. Hawaii is the Warriors when their preseason opener. And I love the celebration. Yay. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Spadoni, Pajiski dropping
dimes. The last time I heard about vibes being good to start the season, it ended up being the Hawaiian punch.
Shocked you talking to me.
Come on.
See, you're bringing yourself down. You can't bring me down, Shasky. I'm on to the next.
My Niners that I thought were the closest to a Super Bowl are like, they're shooting themselves in the foot. That's a terrible analogy, given that we're trying to eliminate, you know, dangerous weapon celebrations in the NFL. But my point being is that this team, like, it's like, okay, Jordan Mason's running at a great clip, and you march on down, and then he fumbles. It's like, oh my God. Purdy was dynamic last week in terms of the long throws. This week, he's trying to go deep way too much, short stuff. Instead, he's holding the ball. Defense looks old and slow and no pass rush, and they can't cover. Offense looks erratic at best. One week, one guy's good, but three guys aren't. The next week, another guy's good, and three other guys aren't. It's all over the place.
Oh, my God. Our pets' hats are falling off. Let's go to Vinucci. Vinucci, is your head falling off? Are you in situation critical? Where's your pedic meter at right now, Vinucci?
Hey, let me tell you something. I am not feeling good this morning.
Thank you.
Morty warned me before I got on the phone to make sure that I keep it about a 6 or a 7, but you know me, that I'm not going to keep it there. I'm taking it to a 10. But first off, before I even get to Shanahan, a shout-out to my Dante Wiley and SI Wildcat football, baby. Ooh. Oh, baby, class 03 is feeling good, baby.
How about that comeback to Cardiac Cats? They're in play for a WCAL title. The Cardiac Cats, baby, is what we're calling them in the city these days.
Hey, that's right, baby. That's Sunset Love right there. Ooh. Now, here's the thing. I'm not pointing any more fingers but Shanahan here, because you know how I cook on him. You're talking about accountability? Damn you, Shanahan. I run my own damn business. And you know what? You don't want my people work hard for me, because I keep myself accountable. If I mess up, I look in the mirror and tell myself that that was on me. And I let them know. I tell them to them face, it was on me. You know? And the thing is, look, it starts with you. It looks very similar on the Super Bowl losses and a Rams playoff losses, doesn't it? Bowling leaves because you're stuck in your ways. Clock management, in-game management. We were there at the end of the first half. You had no sense of urgency. So when we got down to the red zone, we had no timeouts, and you were just stuck in a position to have to go ahead and throw three times. And then the other thing, too, look, your second half adjustments. You can't keep feeding the ball to Mason, who was averaging 7 yards to carry. You can't get juice involved. You keep eating. You rode Wilkes out of town. How's the defense looking now? That was you. Because no way it could be your offense that was causing the issues and our Super Bowl losses. Mm. You control the roster, okay? No offensive line. Lack of depth on a difference maker on the defensive line. Your special team stinks, so you have to have your kicker there to sit there and cover up for a crummy coverage. And then here are my adjustments. You know what? I hold myself accountable, and the thing is I'm always looking at adjustments. How can we improve? You know what? You're going to pay your quarterback $60 million to let him make adjustments at the line there. I'm tired of seeing him either rushing it because no one's there to protect him or sitting there having him get clobbered. Get rid of Campbell. Send him his walking papers. Get Winters in there. Get Green in there for Yadam, because, my gosh, the fourth down play that he can't sit there and at least bat the ball down. I'm tired of Lufango, man. I love Lufango, but you know what? He's a step slow. Get Mustafa in there. Trade for a defensive lineman. And when Feliciano comes back, get the heck out of there, Brendel. You stink. And finally, hire someone, Shanahan, to help you with the clock management and in-game management. You know what? That's what Andy Reid did. That's what Andy Reid did when he had issues. And guess what? He's got three Super Bowls. Step up, Shanahan. Be accountable.
That's Verducci. He's gunning for that call of the week. That's what that was about. He wants that call of the week.
He might have locked it up right there.
But by the way, we're going to have two shows this week. We're just going to be guest-free. Friday, we got a Thursday night game, folks. So what's going to happen Thursday can dictate how you go into the weekend on Friday. Oh, baby.
The Niners do have a feel of, I called them before the Houston Rockets of the NFL, where it's like they're a great regular season team. And then stuff happens in the playoffs and they're just not the same. And this year it doesn't even feel like they're going to, you know, get all the way into the playoffs. There's a lot that's off right now, and it's been that way for a minute. And when you don't control the Patriots the way that we all thought that they could control them and finish them off, like, I was feeling good. It's like, hey, we'll just take a win and let's build off it. And then you slip again this week. You got a game in three. You think Fred Warner's going to be better in 3 days playing?
Oh, boy.
Right? Like, this team already looks gassed. What a desperate game. I don't know. They're in a tough spot.
Hey, you know what, though? I'm going to be some sunshine today for a lot of people.
They're in a tough spot.
And I'm speaking with a smile on my face, because if you win Thursday, take a deep breath, get a mini bye, and you get ready for a Super Bowl rematch.
You sound like the person trying to sell me on the Giants being near 500.
No, I'm not selling you that at all. I'm not selling anything this morning. I'm telling you how I'm feeling.
I don't care if the record says.
Don't let the facts get in the way.
Let's say they win, right? And they go 3-3. Okay, fine. Fair enough, right? Like, I hear you. That's a one-and-done playoff team. Whoever's winning the West, it feels like this year, because the division is down, feels like a one-and-done playoff team.
Does Detroit look beatable?
I mean, right now, Detroit looks healthier than the Niners.
Yeah, but their defense is Swiss cheese.
They're not great.
All right? Minnesota right now is the best team in the NFC, but they showed some flaws yesterday. They showed some flaws yesterday. And Aaron Jones got to stay healthy. Yeah. If he doesn't stay healthy, Ty Chandler was fumbling the football yesterday. Darnold looked like the Darnold of old yesterday in London. So, I mean, look, let's be careful with Minnesota. Jay Daniels is a rookie quarterback for Washington. We'll see about them. Dallas, they're going to hang around, but we know Dallas does Dallas-type things, which is fumble the ball, throw the ball away. Philadelphia, we don't know about them.
Dallas.
So I'm going to sit here and say, look, if the Niners are playing their game and their defense has regressed, there's no doubt about that.
I can't take them serious until they beat an NFC opponent.
But yeah, listen, you win on Thursday, you beat an NFC opponent, you're tied for first in the NFC West, and you get a mini bye. Those are the facts. I'm not going to let the facts get in the way of how we're feeling today. Those are the facts. How about this, though? Michael Silver wrote a column saying that something's off. Whatever's going on, something is off. Charvarius Moody Ward was quoted after the game with Michael Silver. He goes, this year for sure, it feels weird. It feels real, real weird. I mean, hopefully it'll turn around, but it's real peculiar.
What does that mean?
We've got a lot of talent, and we're losing games we're supposed to win. The weirdness theme was later echoed by Diamond Lenore, who had a 61-yard touchdown return on a blocked field goal. Yeah, losing to Arizona, it does feel weird. In my 4 years here, we don't do that often. So I can agree with that. So what's weird about the situation? Kyle Juszczyk was quoted in his article. You tell me we block a field goal for a touchdown, we're winning that game. I mean, it's weird. It's not like everything's fine, but it's also not like the world's crumbling. So that's their mindset moving into Thursday night football. You can cure a lot of things on Thursday by getting a win. But if you don't win on Thursday, which is a great possibility, going out there to Seattle. If you don't win on Thursday and you're 2-4.
The downfall is near and it's coming hard.
I'll say this. Friday's not going to be fun for a lot of people. Oh, going into that weekend. What a great college football slate. People are going to be miserable watching football over the weekend if they lose on Thursday.
Kyle Juszczyk, I mean, just, I have to be the highest paid fullback in the league.
Well,
zero catches,
fullback.
Zero rushes yesterday, and one goof off as he's goofing off on the sidelines, kicking fake extra points into a net. My tolerance level for him and just hearing him is like at a zero. I just don't want to hear from him.
Why is that?
I just don't want to hear from him. I mean, Brady said it on the broadcast. He's like, hey, look, man, I get that you want to run the fullback, but when you have, you know, Juwan Jennings on your roster, you should run more three wide receiver sets. I mean, this is one of the greatest players of all time who understands concepts and personnel and groupings and all those things and how to win games. And he's telling you what is going to help you win more games. Well, he's telling you, he's like, hey, either Kittle's got to come off the field or Juszczyk's got to come off the field because you got to get Jennings out there more. He's telling you, this is one of the greatest players ever.
Right.
Now, I would make the argument, hey, maybe Debo's the guy that you move eventually and this kind of sorts itself out and you could play all those guys, but your best 11 have to play. That's what Brady was getting at. And so.
Is Kyle Juszczyk one of your best 11?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Juwan Jennings is more important factor for this team. I think he does great things in the run game. They've obviously asked him totally different things in the run game.
Are people down on Juszczyk over what happened last week with some of the media members?
I'm sure there are some people. I mean, for those that don't know, what he was like tweeting out stuff about a specific reporter, Grant Cohn. I thought it was a bad look for Kyle Juszczyk to tweet it out. And again, this goes back to this team feels so worried about everything that's not game day related. And I think that's the bigger sentiment for me. And contracts and status and who's playing and who's not playing and what kind of scheme we're running and, you know, adjustments. It's like, just freaking play football. We just play football.
But they are playing football. They're not playing football well. Let's go to my main man, David Frisno. David Frisno. There will be no IU slander this week, buddy. Huh, Dave? I love you, man. I love you, Dave.
Hey, I love you.